This century has seen many fads, changes, by Wendy Nugent. First, I have to get this out in the open. The next millennium starts January the 1st, 2001, not this Saturday. There's been a great deal of misguided information spread about January the 1st, 2000, being the start of the new millennium. From what I know, there was no year zero. So the counting started at one, right? From 1 to 100, that's the first 100 years, right? From 1 to 1,000, that's the first 1,000 years. From 1 to 2,000, that's the first 2,000 years. So we have to get it all the way through the year 2000 before the next millennium begins. Do you follow me? We don't start counting dates at zero, from what I can tell, like we do people's ages. There's also the thought we've already started the new millennium because many years ago someone messed up the calendar, so we're off track. Let's just call this Saturday the pre-millennium. Either way, I've succumbed to the millennium craze and thought I'd write about changes in lifestyles during the past 100 years. I've been pondering what topics envelop lifestyles. There's food, what we eat, how fast we eat, fads, types of housing, home decorations, clothing, family, fitness and health, technology, people's rights, and probably many other topics. I'll touch on some of them.